topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by
Bagwell, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins,
Linda Love Fashions,
IDI Smile Artist, ProBiz Services, iMarketing, Victory Nutrition International, Mandel Brown Surgery Center, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Life Coach Jody Grinwald, and Ultimate Air Shuttle
on W4CY.
This is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, millions and millions of us are going to send or give flowers to someone for Valentine's Day. Sometimes the hardest part is what we say in that note. Hannah Brencher, founder of Global Initiative, The World Needs More Love Letters, is partnering with Teleflora this Valentine's Day to help coach America on the art of penning the perfect love note with the launch of a free new service. Teleflora's Love Note Concierge. For 1 week, the Teleflora Note Concierge will have a team of professional love note experts on call to help coach individuals on finding their arsenal of words to perfectly pen a loving statement that celebrates the special individuals in their lives, whether it's their husband or wife, mother, sister, friend, or granddaughter and grandchildren. Would you like to do this wonderful thing? I want to welcome to our show this wonderful, darling gal, Hannah Brencher. Hello, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
I love, love. You're standing out in the middle of the street, and you look just like my granddaughter. So I thought it was really cool.
Oh, so, thank you.
You're welcome. So how did you start your organization to start with?
Yeah, so it's really kind of crazy. It was never anything that I expected to start, but I struggled with some loneliness while living in New York City, and I ended up writing letters and leaving them all over the city as a way to just kind of get that loneliness out of me, and that spiraled into a year of writing hundreds of letters to strangers, and then that spiraled into the movement that exists today.
Wow, that is. And, you know, I can think of even something better for you. You know, I work with a wonderful organization called Songs and Stories for Soldiers, which is a true nonprofit for wounded warriors and in hospitals and everything else. And that would be such a wonderful thing to do for the people that are in hospitals, in the VA, whatever. They would love that.
Totally. Absolutely. I think notes at that time are just so important.
Yes, I think so, too. And, you know, sometimes when you're alone and you're in the hospital or you're there for chemotherapy or whatever, it means so much for you to get something like this, you know?
100%.
So anyhow,
I couldn't agree more.
And I'd love to connect you to the organization because I think they'd love to have you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Isn't it enough to send, I don't think, but isn't it enough to send someone flowers or a memento on Valentine's Day? I don't think
flowers are always the go-to, and they're a perfect way to express your love on Valentine's Day, especially if they're Teleflora flowers. But Teleflora is launching this service so that you can have a little bit something extra to those flowers. And so it's going to be this really cool experience where you can call up this love note concierge, and somebody on the other line is going to coach you on writing a love letter so that you don't have to go through it alone. You mentioned it, but it's going on now through the 12th. Anyone who calls 844-IT-IS-LOVE is going to reach that team of professional love note writing experts to help you craft the perfect Valentine. And so flowers are so great and wonderful, but why not add that extra cherry on top by having a note that's personal and comes from you?
You know, and I think that's so important because, you know, I don't think that we write as much as that we could anymore. I have to share this with you because it just works perfectly with what we're talking about today. You know, all of my children, and by the way, my daughter used to live in New York, and whenever I would see her, or we, because all of my children are scattered all over the country, right, she would write me a note, and she would put it in my purse, or she would put it in my suitcase, and it would mean so much to me to read it.
Mm-hmm. And, I love that. My mom did that for me, too.
Did she really? So this is where you get it, see?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And she, you know, she... And it doesn't make any difference if it's your husband or it's your wife. It could be your daughter, your son. Just getting that special note and flowers. Oh, my goodness. I would be so excited. So what are some of your tips for writing a perfect love note?
Well, we always like to lead with saying, you know, don't get bogged down by trying to make it perfect. I think that we can look at the blank space and be like, I'm not qualified to write this letter. I don't know what to say. Just letting your personality shine through. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Love Note Concierge coaches is that when you get on the call with them, they're really awesome. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to help you reflect and really come up with that sentiment. I think a lot of people are a little bit nervous of, like, you know, what will happen on the call. But it's really great to, like, jog your brain for some of those moments that you might not have thought about in a long time.
Uh-huh.
We always like to say that, you know, remembering that when you go to sit down and write that love note, you are the most qualified person to write that love note. You know that person best. You have those memories. And so don't feel the need to be a writer or a poet. Just be honest, be vulnerable, say something that scares you, something that is going to feel really real when you put it down on paper.
Right, and I think that's so important. Let's do a little exercise, if you don't mind, Hannah. And
okay.
That is, if you could help me or our listeners, what write a perfect love note?
Well, one of the things that I would ask is, you know, what's one of your, if you can think of the person that you want to write the love note for, remembering one of your best remember when stories, like what is one of your favorite memories with that person?
Well, 47 years ago when I married him, I only knew him for 3 weeks, and he
Wow.
loved my children, and he's the love of my life today. Does that help you a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. I wonder, what's something that you're looking forward to for the future with him?
Everything. To grow into an even more perfect situation with him, because I think after a certain time period, things change in your life, right?
Totally.
Right.
Well, and I think that one of the great things about this and just getting to talk back and forth is that chances are in your busy day-to-day life, these aren't things that we really get to stop and reflect on. I know for me, there's a lot of things that I feel about my loved ones, and I don't always get the chance to just write down those exact words and express them. I think we have the misconception that the words have to be overly poetic or they have to be flowery, and what you just told me was just really beautiful and real and probably something you might not have been able to say to your husband for a while. I don't know when's the last time that was said, but it's important to write it down so that he just knows that he's appreciated, not just on Valentine's Day, but every
all year
day.
Round. Right? Right. And,
yeah.
And I think that's so important. And we, every day, before he goes to work, we say a prayer. And
I love that.
We tell each other we love each other before he leaves. Because you never know what's going to happen. And I
so
think
true.
That's so important, Hannah. And you're so cute. I just think you're darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So
you just have that look that I love the world. And I think that that's the reason why this is, with flowers, this couldn't be better, actually. So can I ask a question? What's the number? Let's talk about the number again to call for free coaching on writing the perfect love note. And also you can get your flowers while you're at it, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. It is 844. It is locked. You can call now through February 12th. And the great thing is that if you call the Love Note Concierge and speak to them, you're automatically going to receive 20% off discount on a Teleflora bouquet. So it's not much better than that.
You can't get much better than that. And thanks for coming up with this wonderful program.
Thank you.
For
I'm
all
really
year,
excited
really
for
it. All year round, I think. So,
yep.
and what's your website, Hannah?
My website is moreloveletters.com. So if you want to write letters to strangers, it's the perfect place to start.
Moreloveletters.com. And thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Just Talk. And have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too. I hope you write that note. Call up the Love Note Concierge, and I swear you'll have a really great experience with them.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Take care.
Okay, we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, I'm Greg Noe. Since 1978, I have been helping entrepreneurs outsource some of their responsibilities so that they, as business owners, can focus on what's important and the tasks that only they can do. There's no reason to do everything alone and no reason not to love what you do. When you hire me to carry some of the load, you free yourself up to focus on growing your business without foregoing your personal life. ProBiz Services is our flagship business, which offers accounting, payroll, tax prep, and more. But that's not all. Our favorite nonprofit organization, the Excelsior Institute, has an innovative accelerator incubator program that provides low-cost business training, classes, and free counseling. Call us today to schedule a free consultation. That's at 513-474-4555, 513-474-4555, or visit us on the web at probizservices.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, are you one of the millions of Americans struggling like I to stay on track with our New Year's resolution to get healthy in 2016? Well, while losing and adopting a healthier lifestyle are at the top of our mind for many as we turn the calendar, many go about it the wrong way and end up failing. A huge reason for this failure is the fact that people tend to choose a goal that's too vague or very unrealistic. Lifestyle expert and former senior health and nutrition expert at Shape Magazine, Sharon Lau, is available today to talk to us and give us some simple, attainable challenges that will make a big impact on reaching yours and my goal. Hi, how are you this morning, Sharon?
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to share these great tips with your listeners.
Well, you know, I find that at this time of year, I get, because I have a cooking show, plus I have radio, right? I get millions of diet books, and I get millions of so many different things that it's really hard to decide which one's going to be the best one for you. So how can we stay on track with our overall health goals?
That is a great point that you made there. There's a lot of information out there, and it can seem so overwhelming. But I'm here to say you don't need to go crazy. In fact, trying to overhaul your entire lifestyle, this month is just a recipe for disaster. Instead, I really encourage you to make simple changes that you can incorporate into your daily lifestyle. It's those little changes that'll really stick with you and add up. And I've got some great tips today to help you do just that.
Okay, let's talk about the tips, kid. Let's do it.
Perfect. Well, my first tip is for the whole family, and it's really easy. It's just to make sure that you're eating whole grains. They are packed with nutrition. They're full of vitamins. And one easy swap the entire family can make is just take a look at your bread. If it's not whole grain, swap it in for a whole grain variety. I really like Rudy's Organic Soft White and Soft Wheat Kids Bread because it's the only organic bread that's out there for kids that's available nationally. Plus, each serving has 24 grams of whole grains, and it has that fluffy texture that kids love. I know a lot of times you try to introduce that healthy bread, but kids are like, oh, I can taste a difference. I don't like it. This has a fluffy texture, and moms love that it's made with simple organic ingredients that taste great on a PB&J.
Isn't it gluten-free as well?
This version is not. It is all organic. It's made with all organic ingredients, and it's a great option for kids.
But you also, they also have a gluten-free bread, too.
They do. They have a whole line of gluten-free.
Good. Yep. That's really important because so many people today have problems and need the gluten-free products. So
absolutely,
that's the reason why I said that. So why is a nutritious, and I know this and you know this too, why is it so important to have a nutritious breakfast?
That is a
so
great question.
So you can stay on track.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of us grew up with our mom saying breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But once we sort of settle into our regular life, we get really busy. We run out the door with maybe just a sugary muffin or nothing at all. But science really backs up what your mom was saying. It shows that if you eat breakfast, you're less likely to overeat for the rest of the day. Plus, it can help you concentrate and focus a lot better throughout the day, which can make a big difference at school or at work. In fact, one study found that kids who eat breakfast do better grade-wise than those who don't, which is, you know, incentive enough to eat breakfast. Unfortunately, our mornings are always crazy, which is why I really recommend having a healthy grab-and-go option on hand. I really like the new Plenty Oatmeal Meets Greek Yogurt because it's made with oatmeal and Greek yogurt that you can enjoy cold on the run. You can just toss it in your bag and go. It's a good source of protein. Plus, it provides about a third of all the whole grains you need in a day. And that's something that I really recommend looking for in a breakfast, both whole grains and protein, because it gives you that sustained energy that can keep you energized throughout the morning and prevent you from snacking when you get hungry.
Well, I like to say this because I think it's really important, especially for the adults out there and seniors out there, that a good snack is great because you shouldn't just eat three meals. I'm a hypoglycemic, so I've got to do it five times a day. So I always bring my almonds. I actually do, this is really wild. I want to share this with you. It's yogurt. It is oatmeal. And I put 2 teaspoons of honey into it for a snack.
Oh, that sounds really hearty. And this is basically what this Plenty Oatmeal Meets Greek Yogurt sounds exactly what you were doing. So you were ahead of the trend.
That's right. And we have to be ahead of the trend, especially when we are 71 and rocking. So let me ask this question. Give us some tips on keeping a healthy glow all winter long.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple things you do to keep that healthy glow. One is instead of like focusing on all those beauty products you can buy, try to glow from within. Make sure that you're drinking at least 8 cups of water a day. That really makes a huge impact on your complexion. And you also want to make sure that you're eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, at least, 8 servings per day. And one way that I really recommend eating more fruits and vegetables is to sneak it into your meal. In fact, one survey found that Americans are looking for new ways to cook with ground beef. And I've got a couple recipes here that are absolutely delicious. It's a sloppy Joe with extra veggies. You just fold them right in. Your kids won't even notice, and it's a great option. But when you're shopping,
could you send us or give us an area where we can go and get those recipes?
Yeah.
And you know what I'll do? Just for you, Sharon, I will put it on our cooking show.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, they've got some great options. And one thing that I really want to stress when you're looking for ground beef to pair with those veggies is you really want to look for a lean variety that's low in fat. Laura's Lean Ground Beef is a great option because it's all natural and low in fat, less than 9 grams per serving. And that's actually where I got these recipes. If you go to their website, they've also got a veggie pizza pasta bake that's right here in front of me. It's like full of melty cheese, only 318 calories per serving, if you believe it.
I believe it, and you know, I use her beef all the time, and I have, because she has an organic variety, and it's always delicious, and she also has bison,
Ooh.
Which is great for you, too, And for the people that can't eat beef, you can get wonderful chicken or turkey or whatever protein to make it easy for you and your family. But I think it's really important to get those vegetables in there. And I also believe in doing shakes that they can like in the morning that you can also put protein in and yogurt into it, and you can make it a shake for breakfast.
Oh, absolutely. You can actually sneak in some veggies there. That's a great idea, too. That's something that I do for my husband, actually, who doesn't eat his veggies like he should. So I'll sneak some spinach into a peanut butter and banana smoothie with some almond milk, and he won't even notice. It's so delicious, and it's a
now
great way to...
Now he's going to notice because you're talking about it.
My jig is up. I'm caught.
You're caught, girl. You know, one of the things that I like to do is do the same thing. I use a special protein powder, which has got a lot of high protein in it, and it's a pea extract because I can't eat soy. So then I pack the vegetables in there, and I pack some really good non-sugar fruits that don't give you tons and tons of carbohydrates. And because I'm kind of watching my weight, so I put blueberries and I put maybe an apple, a little bit of an apple in, or a carrot or whatever, and I'm good to go for that first meal on the run.
So, oh, that is so delicious.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's talk about easy peasy ways to work more exercise into our schedules.
Absolutely. Well, one easy way is just to work it in whenever possible. You don't need to go to the gym. You can get up and, you know, maybe go on a walk first thing in the morning. During lunchtime, maybe do some stretches. You can download. There's a lot of great apps out there for 7-minute workouts. And when you're watching TV, try stepping in place. That's a great way to burn up to 150 calories an hour if you just step in place during the commercial break. And one
right,
thing.
I use Walk Away the Pounds. And I use her weights. And then if it's bad outside, which it has been recently, I walk all over the house and make an up and down stairs constantly. Maybe 10 times I go up and down the stairs.
Yeah, those steps really add up. It's so important.
Yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to mention, which is when it comes to measuring your exercise, you also want to make sure that you're measuring any of your health needs. Now, there are 30 million Americans out there who have diabetes, and they have to measure their blood sugar levels regularly, which can be really hard on families to keep up. But there's some mm-hmm. innovative new technologies out there that are so handy. I recommend the AccuCheck Connect system. It's basically a blood sugar monitor that uploads all that data to an Android or an iPhone app, as well as an online portal. So you can access that info anywhere, which is great if you are a parent who wants to keep tabs on their kid, or if you want to share that info securely with your doctor. It's also a great option.
And where can our listeners learn more about all of the things that we talked about today?
That's a great question. They can go to a number of different websites. They can go to rudysbakery.com, plentyyogurt.com, Laura's leanbeefbeef.com, or leanbeef.com. That's where they can get those recipes, as well as accucheck.com/connect.
And how can we get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm at SBLIAO.
Okay, and I thank you so very much for joining us and helping us today with all of our nutrition needs and to keep healthy.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you, and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
Jody Grinwall is the founder of Today is the Day Coaching, Consulting, and Leadership Development. Jody helps guide individuals who are looking to find ways to move forward through life and career transitions and are looking for effective tools that they can use to reach and achieve their personal and professional goals. She also coaches and consults with businesses around overall management of the organization, goal setting, sales training, leadership development, strategic planning, employee engagement and productivity, as well as team building. She has worked with CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and has extensive experience in sales and development and has helped raise millions of dollars for multiple organizations. To find your life coach to help change your life, call Jody Grinwald at 848-333-2819. I did.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk and Born Before 64. You know, strike a pose. Do you know how to create your own personal red carpet moment? Celebrity stylist and talk show host, comedian, help empower women to have the confidence to have their own red carpet moments. I know, I do. And today we want to welcome to our show Cheryl Underwood, talk show host and comedian, and Carson Kressley, fashion expert and TV host. You know, the awards season is here, and red carpet beauty and fashion can be just as exciting as the awards themselves. For many women, recreating their favorite celebrities' red carpet style might seem like a challenge, especially if they experience body confidence issues. And so celebrity fashion guru Carson Kressley has built his career on empowering women to look and feel their best. And coming up, he'll be available to talk to us again as well. And he'll be joined by the comedian Cheryl Underwood, who knows firsthand just how important red carpet confidence is. Good morning, and how are both of you?
Great.
We're great, Katherine. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, I do a lot of red carpet moments, so I know the feeling. And I do that body confidence thing myself. Mm-hmm. So how can myself and other women create their own red carpet moments and look just drop-dead gorgeous?
Right. Well, I think, you know, Katherine, I think it's all about feeling mm-hmm. drop-dead gorgeous. That's the first step in the equation. So, you know, when I'm giving, you know, advice to women on makeover shows or if I'm styling a client for the actual red carpet, the first thing we start with are foundation garments. They are so important to creating that feeling and also how you're going to feel in your clothes all day long. So they're super important. And we talked about body conscious, you know, body image issues. And mm-hmm. some women don't feel great because they think they're too curvy.
Right.
You know, and, you know, body shapers are mm-hmm. a great, you know, solution to give you a little bit more confidence, to put everything in place. You know, curves are wonderful, and if you can smooth it out and just have that sexy kind of hourglass look, mm-hmm. that's fantastic. Women, we talked about, you know, 51 million U.S. women have some sort of bladder leakage. Mm-hmm. If there's a product there that can help give you confidence, Depends Silhouette Active Fit mm-hmm. is super smooth. It fits like a regular pair of underwear. Mm-hmm. Not going to give you any extra bulk. That's a great, you know, tool that women can use to feel confident. If you need
Cheryl.
Yes.
What are some common confidence barriers that women experience, and how have you personally overcome them?
Well, I will tell you that now we're trying on different outfits. You know, we've been to the People's Choice Awards. I'm going to the NAACP Image Awards. And when Carson spoke about bladder leakage, my biggest concern was finding a garment that you could wear, be confident, but no one saw or felt what you were wearing, especially when you're wearing, like Lady Gaga was wearing velvet.
Right.
She was wearing velvet. So
you want smooth.
You want smooth. So when you have that Depend Silhouette Active Fit that comes in beige and black, that's how I kind of overcame my issue. It wasn't a lack of confidence. It was a concern for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because you didn't want anybody to see any kind of stains or anything else, right?
Not just stains, but you didn't want to see any bulkiness. And that's why Depend Silhouette Active Fit was so good for me, because I have a very curvy bottom. Katherine, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Don't we all.
Yes, yes. And I'm fluctuating between a 12 and an 18 sometimes. I'm a little at the top and kind of curvy out at the bottom. So, and I like my curves. So I really wanted something that would lay well under the outfits that I'm wearing, because I was wearing jumpsuits to the Pacquiao fight. You know, Mayweather Pacquiao fight. You know, I'm wearing gowns with a slit. If you saw me on the People's Choice, what was I wearing? Ralph
Lauren.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was looking good, girl.
Yes.
And I was feeling good, and I'm still
yes.
dating. And you know, I got to get it going on, because
you know,
I'm on CBS, Catherine.
You know, Cheryl, I got to introduce you to Linda Love, honey.
Linda Love.
Linda Ooh. Love. She, oh my gosh, she is one of the best designers out there, and she really knows how to make curves look good.
Well, good. Good. And right. is she reasonably priced? Can I?
Yes.
So
yes,
I would have
is.
Enough money to still get shoes
oh, yeah.
and a purse.
Yeah, and you're going to love this. You're going to love this.
What?
She does men's clothing, too. She does huge R&B singers. She does everybody.
Really?
And,
wow.
and I know, Carson, you know, men tend to, especially Cincinnati men, are very conservative.
Right.
And she does the wildest clothes and hats I've ever seen. And I'm, you know, I've been her friend for a long time. And she does so many different things that she makes me feel that as a white girl, excuse the expression, I don't look that bad having curves.
Go ahead, girl.
Right.
Go ahead. You got the curvaceous body. You got to have, you, if you got it, Catherine, you got to flaunt it, baby. You can't be hiding. Don't be draping it. Don't be throwing no throw rug
right.
over your body. You need to let people see all that voluptuousness. God made you that. You need to show that.
Oh, I'd love to have you guys on my my Born Before TV, a television show, we're syndicated, and I would love to contact you two and have you on, because I think
Anytime.
It would be
yes.
such a great idea. I think that men and women need to step out into the future and stop being so conservative.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think it's about having fun with it, and I think we have
That's
too
right.
many distractions
That's
and too
right.
many worries about not getting it right.
Right.
And, you know, it's when you experiment and you have fun with it, that's when you kind of find your
that's
personal
right.
style and you find your best looks. So
right.
I agree with you. People need to take some chances, and it really should be a fun process.
And, Catherine,
yeah.
I'm not conservative. I put on my little lingerie and put my Depend Silhouette ActiFit right next to it, because it comes in black and beige, baby. Don't nobody know what's going on but me. And I'm
That's
looking
true.
Good. I can
That's...
wear some short shorts.
Yeah.
I wear
yeah.
my tight Karen Kane jeans with my
really?
Depend Silhouette. Girl, please. Man, look up this picture of me, Mark Wahlberg, and we ear hustling the shoulder leading on Jake Gyllenhaal. I got a tight jumpsuit on, girl. I got it all pushed up at the top and sucked in on the middle. Man, and I'm wearing Depend Silhouette Active Fit. Girl, you better go to Depend.com and get you some free samples. I don't know if you could change your name, like do Catherine with a C and then Catherine with a K and get two free samples.
Right,
I'm
like
ask
an
them.
Alter ego.
That's right. That's right. Get free
well,
samples.
I have a first name named Ann, but my stage name is Catherine.
Really?
So I could probably do it either other way.
That's, you
but
better
you know
do
what?
That.
I love Depends. I think they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I'd do without Spanx. I mean,
yes.
I could go head to
right.
toe with Spanx, honestly.
Yes.
If they did that, you know.
Well, Spanx
because...
isn't Spanx? Spanx is kind of, they have a one piece, but they're more
right.
on the bottom. And then Shapey is on the top.
Right.
But then, but see, that's why I have both, Catherine. That's why I look like I'm an 8, but I'm really a 14, 16, because you suck all that in. But then underneath it is that Depend Silhouette
right.
active fit.
Right.
And I can go through commercial breaks. I can go through red carpets. When the red carpet get backed up, Carson.
Right.
Everybody
no.
running to the bathroom. I'm like,
exactly.
What?
You two should do seriously
mm-hmm.
a gig together.
Yes.
On stage. I'm serious.
That's right.
You know, I have a Timeless Performers TV show too,
mm-hmm.
and I have to tell you, the two of you are darling. I can't wait to meet you.
You are.
Well,
a
thank
home,
you.
Catherine.
I'm 71. You guys.
71.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, shut
and
up.
I don't look it, act it, or feel it.
What?
Well, good for you.
And that's what, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the person that scares me the most is my daughter when I go shopping with her in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you something. She picks out some of the weirdest clothes for me.
What?
And then we kind of compromise because, you know, I think differently than she does.
Really? So, Catherine,
it's okay. Are you
we're
going to
get your information
out?
And find out where your daughter is shopping, too.
That's true. You know, and it's funny because I went shopping right around New Year's, and we went to a major New Year's Eve party, and my daughter looked at me and she said, I can't believe it. You did such a great job. And I thought, I've been around for 71 years now. I think I know what I like.
Right. Well, we're going to end this by cheering for you that you are the bomb at 71. Bye, Catherine.
Bye, Catherine.
Thank you. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cup on the baggie, spread the cup over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
I'm Dr. Mark Mandel Brown. If you're interested in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, or a mommy makeover to restore your figure, we're known for natural look cosmetic surgery. Our highly skilled staff perform permanent makeup, facial analysis and skin care, and the non-surgical Venus Legacy to melt fat and tighten skin. Who says you can't have it all?
Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery Center. Who says you can't have it all?
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Let's face it, there are literally hundreds of multivitamin, multinutrition, and energy products on the market. Each claim to have dramatic results. Most have proprietary ingredients that say deliver the vitamins and nutrition the fastest, the purest, and the best for your body. We've heard it all before until it becomes rhetoric. But I found a product that is liquid and simple to take, and I love it. The important thing is when choosing a nutritional product is that it works for you. ProtoVite delivers 100% of 15 essential vitamins and minerals with each dose. This multivitamin mineral complex feeds into your bloodstream because of the miraculous way they've developed to transport it into your body. In the past few years, I've taken every product out there. It's always given me an aftertaste. With ProtoVite, it has been quite different. No aftertaste and easy to take, no matter day or night. With ProtoVite, I'm sleeping better at night and I feel great during the day. I want to personally thank the company for creating a product that I can take every day and feel my best. If you're tired of the rhetoric that nutrition companies say, then try one that customers like me say works. ProtoVite, it works. Check us out at www.vniinc.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, there's a new campaign that brings together the psoriatic arthritis community to increase awareness of this chronic autoimmune disease. You should be counted. Educational initiative seeks to rally your support for this misunderstood disease. Today we have with us Dr. Jason Fowler, rheumatologist at Mount Sinai Roosevelt Hospital in New York, and a patient named Lisa H. from Waynesville, Ohio. And welcome to our show on Let's Just Talk. And, you know, this is really important for people to understand this. Right, doctor?
Absolutely. Psoriatic arthritis is a condition that is underdiagnosed. For one reason, patients often have joint pain, swelling, tenderness, and they aren't aware that it's not just part of their general condition. They accept their aches and pains and go on without being diagnosed. And as a result, they can lose ground and deteriorate where they could be receiving treatment.
Wow. And, you know, let's talk about the symptoms and how prevalent it is, doctor.
Sure. So psoriatic arthritis is occurring, as far as we know, in a million people in the United States, but there are many more patients who are yet to be diagnosed. The symptoms are swollen joints, painful joints, stiffness. It can occur in various joints in the body, including the feet, the hands, the knees, the lower back. And many of the patients who have this condition just assume that they may have injured themselves or that they are just doomed to ache or hurt, and they aren't aware that this is actually a treatable condition.
Well, you know what? This kind of happened to me over the Christmas holidays.
How so?
And I just reached up, it may not be this, and all of a sudden I had this horrible pain in my hip, not my hip, but my area, you know, that area. And I had started having spasms and everything else. I was like going nuts. So I thought, well, I just pulled something. But I just went to the doctor the other day, and I'm going to have physical therapy and a couple of other things. But, you know, I wonder sometimes if it wasn't that.
Well,
Go ahead.
Yeah, fortunately, you know, many problems that come on suddenly do go away. However,
this one doesn't.
Right. There are a certain percentage of people who will start having a pain just like you did and end up having a diagnosis of psoriatic arthritis.
Now, what is PSA such? Why is it such a misunderstood condition? And can you tell us about the Be Counted initiative?
Sure. Well, first of all, psoriatic arthritis generally occurs in patients who have an underlying skin disorder, which is psoriasis.
Oh.
And not everyone with psoriatic arthritis has psoriasis, but most people do. And about 30% of people with the skin condition will develop the arthritis. But many of the people with the skin condition are not even aware that they have psoriasis. So that's key. And
to what? Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk to Lisa for a minute. Can you share your story about being diagnosed and living with PSA?
Definitely. When I was 35, I went to the doctor because I had swelling in my hands. I wasn't able to open, you know, milk or pop or, you know, cook, hold a pan, things like that. So I went to the doctor, and she had told me I had psoriatic arthritis, which shocked me because I thought arthritis was something that older people got. And I didn't know, you know, that I even had psoriasis, but I only had a small spot. And when she seen that, she diagnosed me with the psoriatic arthritis. So I was lucky enough to be caught early and not later. So I was able to take a medication, Otezla, to help manage my pain.
Is there are certain things that you can't do, Lisa?
For a while, I wasn't able to do a lot of things, actually. Like I said, it was hard for me to cook, drive, you know, even doing laundry hurt. But now that I'm on treatment, I'm able to have a regular quality of life. I can do all of those things again. I'm able to coach my daughter's cheerleading team. I'm able to cook and take care of my family like you know, I like to do.
Right. And, doctor, what are some challenges, like Lisa's, challenge patients with chronic conditions such as PSA face every day?
Well, first of all, as we mentioned, being able to do the things that you enjoy doing in life, like getting up in the morning, getting out of bed, doing your household chores, going to your job, doing your exercise, participating in social activities with friends, are all things that are impacted by psoriatic arthritis. And it's important that individuals with this condition gain awareness, and that their caregivers gain awareness, their family members as well, so that they can get properly diagnosed and treated. And that's what this initiative is all about.
Okay, let's talk about, Lisa, why did you get involved with Be Counted campaign?
Well, I got involved because when I first found out I had psoriatic arthritis, I felt alone in it because I never heard of it before. I never heard of anybody else obviously having it. The more that I can get the word out there, the more people can feel like there's somebody they can go to. So the PSA Counts campaign helps with that because they can go to the website and, you know, view videos and get in touch with other patients that have it, or doctors and their recommendations for things, and get treated for it. Because it's, with it being a chronic disease, it affects your quality of life. And to be able to go out and do things with friends or do things with your family and not sit at home because of the way you feel makes a huge difference. And I think everybody wants to have that quality of life.
Doctor, let me ask you a question here. Does cold make it tougher for people with psoriatic arthritis?
Actually, as far as we know, the cold is not specifically a problem for psoriatic arthritis. The cold is a problem for many of us in general. But
right, not, Doc.
Right.
So I kind of want, you know, I kind of wondered about that because, you know, a lot of people in my family have arthritis and they have fibromyalgia. So I'm kind of wondering if some of them don't really have this instead, you know, because you said it's a challenge sometimes.
Actually, you hit the nail right on the head, Catherine, because fibromyalgia and psoriatic arthritis are conditions that have to be distinguished between, and there are some patients who have been diagnosed or who think they have fibromyalgia who may actually have psoriatic arthritis.
Well, is it close to rheumatoid arthritis in the sense or not?
There are many patients with psoriatic arthritis whose arthritis does look like rheumatoid arthritis. However, rheumatoid arthritis has a blood test that can diagnose it in many cases, and psoriatic arthritis does not.
So how do you tell?
It is a clinical diagnosis. It's based on the distribution of the joints involved and the x-rays, as well as the presence of psoriasis on the skin.
Wow. What advice do you have, and Lisa have, for people that are living with PSA? And you shouldn't wait. You should go, right?
Absolutely.
See your doctor.
If you don't get diagnosed, if you don't get treated, if you basically hide and stay home and don't exercise, there's no good outcome that can occur.
Do you suggest physical therapy for
Absolutely.
Some of the patients?
I recommend that everybody remain as active as is safe and possible, because that's what keeps people going.
That's true, because that's one of the first things that my doctor did. He's sending me to physical therapy to feel better, because I'm such a energizer bunny that I can't sit still for 5 minutes. So, you know, I think that's important that that we get this message out and really help people to change their lives. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I don't know that we mentioned the website, but
we should.
We should, absolutely. The website is psacounts.com.
PSA, let me write that down, psacounts.com?
PSACounts with an S, .com.
And thank you. I want to thank you, and it's going to sound a little strange, but thank you for your service, doctor.
You're
I
so
mean
welcome.
That seriously. You know, because without guys like you and patients like Lisa, we wouldn't be informed.
Definitely.
True.
Thank you
very much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And that's PSA.com. Don't forget to go up there and look at it.
PSACounts.com, yes.
Thank you. And we will be back next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by
Bagwell, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins, Linda Love Fashions, IDI Smile Artist, ProViz Services, iMarketing, Victory Nutrition International, Mandel Brown Surgery Center, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Life Coach Jody Grinwald, and Ultimate Air Shuttle
on W4CY.